half.
I was talking to Coach Leonard there, and halftime was kind of talking to him. He goes, I think we played the second worst we've played all year, and we're up four. He said, you know, and that just shows those rebounds were huge and those putbacks. Those are just hustle plays for the Lady Bombers.
Mount Home has the balls. We're underway. Yonkers with it on the left wing. Gives up top to Husky. Husky will dribble to the right side. Finds Moore. Tried to give it to Moore. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Seaman. She will give it to Fagan, who's quickly into the front court, going in for the layup. No good. Rebound is knocked around and controlled by Huff. She finds Fagan in the lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, kind of a not a great start there if you're Mountain Home. Give up your first offensive rebound, leads to two quick points.
And it's a one-possession game as well, 32-30. Yonkers throws up top to Husky. Husky will dribble to the right elbow. Now goes out to the wing. Gives it there to Yonkers. Yonkers will dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Moore. Moore dribbles toward the right side. Now goes into the lane. It's going to put up the jumpers. Blocked from behind. And Fagan comes up with the ball.
Yeah, good play by Fagan coming behind Lakin right there, getting a clean block.
Throws it to Reynolds. The ball goes down to Huff on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper over McCarn. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Moore. The cars are long arms are crucial in that one.
Yeah, they were.
Here's Husky with it up top. 6:55 left to play in the third quarter. 32-30, Mountain Home up. Husky will travel with it.
Two turnovers so far this half by Mountain Home, and you know we got to play good defense right here and not let Valley View climb back in this thing.
Much of the dismay of Husky's dad there.
Yeah,
on this.
Yeah. So. There's dad and coach coming together. Right
yes,
there.
Yes, they are. Fagan throwing it to Reynolds on the right side. She dribbles up to the top, and now a foul away from the ball. Yep.
Yeah, they're going to get 22 right there. Legal screen.
Oh, okay. Brianna Huff with her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third quarter against Valley View, and another turnover against the Lady Blazers. Go ahead.
They were trying to set a little elevator screen on the side right here, and Huff just kind of started sliding as Mountain Home kind of got through that elevator screen, was going to be able to pop it out, and she slid over and closed. That's what the ref was just telling their coach, Ellis, right there.
Lady Bombers with the ball, about 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Yonkers dribbling into lane, going in for the layup. It will be fouled on the way up. She'll head to the free throw line to try to extend the Lady Bombers' two-point advantage.
Personal foul, Lady Blazers number 13, Bella Seaman. That's
Bella Seaman picks
second.
Up her second personal, her third personal foul, excuse me, team foul number two against the Lady Blazers here in the third quarter. Yonkers' first free throw of the night is up and in. Gives Mountain Home a little bit more cushion.
Yeah, Jayla did a good job there, taking the high screen, and when she saw a lane, she went straight to the hole. She was getting fouled the whole time. 22 was just on her, pushing her the whole time, but Jayla played through contact, got all the way to the hole, and was able to convert on the two free throws.
Yep, she does get both. She has six on the night. 34-30, Mountain Home up. Here is Fagan into the front court, throws over to Wilbanks on the left side, now gives up top to Seaman. Finds Reynolds cutting into the lane, going in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Ruby Reynolds will go to the line for the and-one situation with 6:11 left to play in the third. Whitten Coleman picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the first quarter, in the third quarter against the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, Whitten coming over trying to get some offside help right there and just a little too late and was able to foul.
So Reynolds so far 2-4 from the free throw line, and she gets the free throw here. She now has 5 on the night. Down to a one-point game all of a sudden. 6:07 left to play in the third as Yonkers is into the front court. Throws it to McCarn on the left wing. Gives it there to Moore. Moore will dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the right side. Gives it there to Coleman. Coleman dribbles into lane. Going in for the layup. And will not go. Offensive rebound from McCarn. She puts it back up and in.
Good job, Anna, right there. Following that shot. And Lakin tried to, or Whitten tried to scoop that ball up. Looked like he got blocked a little bit. But Anna was right there on the spot.
She now has 7 on the night. 36-33, Lady Bombers up, 5:38 left in the third. Seaman with it on the left side. Gives up top to Wilbanks, over to Reynolds on the right. Has the ball knocked away, and now a foul's going to be called. Yonkers.
That's got to go. Oh, yeah,
they did get it.
Okay. He was pointing towards Valley View's way. I thought they were going to get Jayla. Great job with good hands right there. Tried to steal that ball, and Valley View just pushed her down. That's why we were wondering how in the world they were going to call that on Mountain Home.
So that is Reynolds' second personal foul, team foul number 3 here in the third quarter against the Lady Blazers. Yonkers into the front court, dribbling into the lane. He's going to put up the leaning jumper. Good.
Jayla just a little shake and bake at the top of the deal right there. And, boy, she left Reynolds in her tracks right there and was able for a nice little floater.
She has eight on the night. Makes it a two-possession game once again. 5:06 left to play in the third quarter. 38-33 our score. Seaman has it on the left wing. Gives it up top to Will Banks. Over on the right side to Fagan. Fagan will dribble to the right elbow. That gives it to Seaman near the top. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it back to Fagan. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Fagan's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the running jumper off the glass and in.
Wow, tough shot right there. Fagan was able to kind of throw it up over a couple of Lady Bomber defenders and get it to bank in.
She has six on the night. 38-35, Mountain Home up. 4:35 left to play in the third. Yonkers thought about the three. Now she's going to dribble towards the left side, gives it to Moore. She drills to the right elbow, puts up the jumper, rolls around, and falls in.
Yeah, you know, right there is where Jayla's game has just gotten so much better. She just cooked on 23 last time down the floor, got a step on her, hit Lakin rolling around for the wide-open shot. Jayla turned down a good shot for a better shot, and Lakin was able to convert.
Moore has 15 on the night, 40-35, mounting them up, 4:11 left to play in the third. Here is Reynolds throwing it over to Fagan on the left side. She'll give it up top to Will Banks, over to Seaman on the right. Seaman's going to drill to the elbow, kicks over on the left side to Will Banks. Will Banks going to dribble into lane, going up for the wicked running jumper. It hits the backboard, hits iron, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home.
She kind of looked like Fred Flintstone running right there, trying to get going, and then just ran in, just threw the ball up, and not a great shot if you're Valley View, I don't think.
Here's Moore with it. She's going to dribble into the lane. She's going to find McCarn on the low block for the layup. Good.
Wow. Lakin just got to the lane. And when Will Banks came over to help, Lakin with a beautiful pass to hit McCarn on the offside block.
She has nine on the night, and Valley View is going to call a timeout.
Dangerous territory for Valley View right now.
We'll break with 3:27 left to play in the third. It is Mountain Home leading Valley View 42-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Valley View taking their first full timeout of the night with 3:27 minutes play in the third quarter. Right now it's a three-possession lead for Mountain Home, 42-35 our score.
I think Coach Ellis knows it's kind of dangerous territory. This is where that game can expand in a hurry, where Valley View gets it out of arm's reach. And, Mountain Home, I haven't seen Valley View hit a three yet. I'd like to see us try to stay back off of them and see if they can make them shoot some threes from outside.
Yeah, you're right. They haven't hit a three yet. Here is Seaman with it. She's going to dribble to the low block, going in for the layup. Shot's blocked. But a foul is going to be called on McCarn.
Holy cow.
3:11 left to play in the third, as it'll be a free throw opportunity for
Seaman.
That is McCarn's third personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. So Bella Seaman at the free throw line. First shot is up, no good. Right now she is one of three with 9 points.
He said she shoved her, but her hands were straight up. Yeah. That was just a clean block right there. Wow. Emma just went straight up vertical, and 13 kind of initiated the contact. Ref bailed her out.
Second free throw rolls around and falls in. Bella Seaman now double figures with 10. Back to a two-possession game now, 42-36. Our score, a little over 3 minutes left in the third.
I feel a big three coming right here, Matt.
Here's Husky with it, dribbling toward the right side. Gives it there to Moore. Moore will dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the left elbow. She's going to drill to the low block. Kicks out to Yonkers. She's going to try for the three up at the top. Rolls around, will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Fagan.
That was it. It just didn't fall down.
Ball's with Seaman on the left side. Gives up top to Fagan. Over to Reynolds on the right. To Huff in the corner. Down the low block to Will Banks. She's looking to make a move on McCarn. Puts up the shot off the glass and in.
She did a good job right there. Wilbanks did, using her body, being very patient, kind of Dewey-esque if you listen to the boys' game, being super patient on that block right there.
Wilbanks with 13 on the night. 42-38, mounting them up. 2-18 left to play in the third. Husky will find Coleman near the right elbow. Finds Moore cutting into the lane for the layup. Will not go, but she draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 2:12 left in the third.
Nice little set play right there for a backdoor cut.
Sure was.
Kind of hit Witten at the top of the key, and Witten just turned and just dumped it over the top. Lake and Moet almost went down for a conventional three-point play.
That's Wilbanks' second personal foul, team foul number four against Valley View here in the third quarter. This is Lake and Moore's first trip to the free throw line. First one is up and in. She has one more to shoot. Second free throw for Moore is up. And she gets both.
Valley View fan, Lee Ellen rebound over here. Lakin's pure from the line. Not many rebounds available when she's
shooting up there. She has 17 on the night. 44-38, mounting home up. Here is Fagan with it up top. She's going to drill toward the left side. Now goes back to the top. Her pass to Reynolds is stolen by Yonkers, and she's back the other way with it.
Yeah, that's one of those plays that was Witten right there that got that.
Ball kicks out. She kicks the ball out to Coleman on the left wing for the three. Good.
We just need her outside shooting threes and no layups, right?
Yeah. Six on the night for Coleman. Back comes Valley View as Huss going into lane for the quick layup. Good.
Valley View back quick. Here comes Mountain Home back quick with it.
Six on the night for Huff. 47-40, Mountain Home up. 1:33 left in the third. Husky has on the right wing. She's going to drill to the elbow. Now kicks it up top to Yonkers, who's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, she did. That's a good call. Good call by the official right there. She kind of shuffled those feet as she got ready to take off.
So Valley View will get the ball back as they have a chance to make it a two-possession game once again. 1:27 left to play in the third. It's 47-40 our score. Inbound pass goes to Fagan as she's quickly in the front court. She just dribbles into lane, now kicks out on the left side to Seaman, dribbles to the corner, now out to Wilbanks. She's going to drill to the low block, goes into the lane, finds Seaman out on the left wing. Back to Wilbanks in the paint. She puts up the hook shot over McCarron. No good. McCarron gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home with it.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar look right there.
Here is Moore dribbling into lane, putting up the jumper. Good.
Yeah, Lakin knew she was going to hit that little jumper and went all the way to the lane. There's that nine-point lead. Let's see if we can get a stop and a couple scores here before the end of this quarter.
19 on the night for Lake Moore. Back comes Seaman. She's going to put up the jumper near the left elbow. No good. And Moore gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way, finding Husky in the front court. Husky dribbling into lane, going in for the layup. No good. McCarn's there for the offensive rebound and the putback.
Man, Anna McCarron, she's doing work on the boards tonight for the Lady Bombers.
And she's in double figures with 11 points as well. Here is Seaman back the other way with 35 seconds left to play in the third. Ball goes to Wilbanks. She is fouled on the way up, and she'll head to the free throw line with 32. Coming.
These girls are exhausted. This has been a back and forth game right there.
That's Jaylee Yonkers' second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the third. So Annika Wilbanks at the free throw line, where so far she is one of one with 13 points.
I like Wilbanks. She's a good looking little kid, and she plays hard down low.
Yeah. Jayla Leck coming in for the first time for Valley View, and also, Isla Bigham checking back in as Ruby Reynolds and Bella Seaman take a seat. Jaylee Yonkers and Witten Coleman check out of the game as Bailey Rittenberg.
And Ashley Nessus, I believe.
Ashley Nessus come back in. Yep, you're right. Wilbanks hits the second free throw. And it's a 10-point lead right now for Mountain Home with 30 seconds left to play in the third. 51-41 our score. Mountain Home can't hold for the last shot of the period as the shot clock is off. Rittenberg has on the right side. She drills to the elbow, kicks up top to Estes. Over to Husky on the left. Husky throws it to Estes on low block. She puts up the jumper. Good.
Yeah, nice little roll offense. Hit the roller. And, Mountain Home's got to play good defense here. We got a foul to give. No, we don't have. Yeah, we have a foul to give. We can foul if we get in a bad spot right here when they're not shooting.
Down to five. Ball goes down on low block to Wilbanks. She puts up the shot. It's partially blocked from behind by McCarron. Mountain Home gets the ball, and that's the way the third quarter is going to end. Mountain Home's going to take a 12-point lead into the final period.
Extended our lead by eight that half, right, or that quarter right there. That ball, that was an up-and-down game. 53-41. Lady Bombers looking good right now.
It is 53-41. We'll start the fourth quarter. When we come back, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling